Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are in Parashat Va'era. So, you know, in this week's Parashat begins the exciting event of the 10 Makkos, all sorts of exciting things happening in this shrine. So the second Makko was the Makko of the Sfaradeh. So in the warning of Moshe Rabbeinu to Paro, it's recorded in the Pasuk the following day. The sheep, the sharp, so your oldest garden, you should know your river is going to be swarming with the frogs. But all of them involved with exactly the very famous description, they're going to come out and come into your house, the halamish kalpa, into your bedroom, the halamishosepo, into your bed, the very top of their pot, the very top, in the houses of your servants and your people, over the halamirepo, over misharisha, and into your ovens, and into your mixing bowls. So that's the point we want to focus on. And it says that they went into the ovens and into the mixing bowls. That's where the frogs would be found, in the ovens and in the mixing bowls. And you're going to see the Gemara explains that the green in the ovens, you can have an oven when it's off, and you can have an oven when it's on. And the Gemara is going to say that it means in the oven when it was off. Obviously, which is very, very hot. Okay, you're going to see in the body, what is the significance of that? But let's have a look at the Gemara in Stocky. It says the most fascinating and quite surprising thing. Ozu, the following point, is in addition, Baras Kudus is Rome. This drosha was made by Kudus from Rome. Okay, it doesn't appear so frequently in the Gemara here and there, Kudus from Rome. And he made the following drosha. Ma ro Hananya Yishoel Va'azaria Shemosru Asmon Akudushas Hashem Vekib Shem Ha'ish. You know, a very famous episode in the Novi, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were requested by Nebuchadnezzar to bow down to a certain statue, and they refused, and they allowed themselves to be thrown into a Kibshan Ha'ish. And they were saved. It was a famous nation, they were saved. Now, ask this to the Israeli in the Guardian Sophon, why did Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah see fit to do that, to allow themselves to be thrown into the Kibshan Ha'ish? So look, more in depth in a minute, what exactly is the question, but that's what he asks. Why did they act in this fashion? So they go, you know the answer is, they brought a fault for their actions, not in Kalva Kreda, but Atmon Mitzvahim. So they go, they arrived by means of a Kalva Kreda, from Mitzvahim, in the sweet parasha. Umad Tzvahim, she'en butzumim al-Kadush Hashem. Now even though a Tzvahim has no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, written about them, and they go to go into the house, of a talunecha of Mishari Sechel, and in your ovens, and in your mixing bowls. Amosai Mishari is in the Tzuyo Eitel Tunnel. You can understand, when is a mixing bowl and an oven mentioned in one context? When is the mixing bowl next to the oven? And we know that the Shoshka Tunnel Shabbos, this indicates that the prophet means that the oven is hot, because the mixing bowl is next to an oven at a time that an oven is hot. So that indicates that the Tzvardea were moisa nefesh by going into this oven. The oven was very hot, and they would get burnt. Nevertheless, they went into the oven. Also, we should have saw it after Vishnu Hashem al Achat Kamal Vekam. So, since the Rami Mishnah al Dari, we who learn the command on Kiddush Hashem, al Achat Kamal Vekam, how much more so should we act thus and allow ourselves to be thrown into the Kiddush Hashem? Okay, so good morning. Very, very, very puzzling from all sorts of angles. First of all, let's go for Sidron. But first of all, what is the question of the Gemara and what is the answer of the Gemara? What is the question of the Gemara? Well, what sort of question is it? Why did Chanani Mishael Azariah see fit to allow themselves to be thrown into the Kiddush Ha'ish? Well, you'll ask any Yingalei Kedah. We'll tell you that there's a mitzvah to be Moshe Nefesh rather than to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So that's very simple. That's why they allow themselves to be thrown into the Kiddush Ha'ish. So why do you need to bring me some special exceptional source from as far as it? And if you do need to bring some exceptional source for some reason or other, we'll say there's something particular, something unusual about it, tell you something special, you do need to bring me a source, then what sort of source is it to bring me from as far as it? And first of all, there's a more sort of halakhically based question that we could say, with the Tzvardea, That was the actual direct mitzvah to this tzaddik. The mitzvah was up there, command to speak from Shemayim was to go into these talmudes. Hashem gives a mitzvah which the mitzvah in essence involves Mesiras Nefesh, and that's the mitzvah. All the general cloning about V'chai Bohem, one should live with the mitzvahs rather than die, apply to mitzvahs which don't generally clash with a person's life. On the other occasion, when they do, then you guard your life and don't transgress the mitzvah. If Hashem gives the mitzvah to not be life, then that's the mitzvah. And anyway, there's sort of more of a more sort of philosophical type of question. Anyway, the Sfadeh obviously don't have a serious for what the cloud can we bring from the Sfadeh? That we're not really going to touch on today, I'm sorry. It also means. But let's just go back over. Let's begin with looking more closely at the question of the Gemara. Why does Hanani Mishael Azariah need to look for some special source to indicate that they should give up their life? You've got to give up your life, so what were they looking for a special talk? So let's have a look here at the Rashi on this Gemara and the Tosfos on this Gemara. So Rashi says something very difficult. Rashi says, Marlon, what did they see? This is the question of the Gemara. What did Hanani Mishael Azariah see? That they should give themselves up, they should give up their lives. So Rashi, Shalom Doshu, of Haibohen, the Loshi Yomus question. And what his question is, the famous command of Haibohen, one should live with the mitzvahs, the Loshi Yomus plan, and one should not die with them. And on this Rashi, obviously, it's how it falls this question that we're asking. But Haibohen doesn't apply to the Shalish Hamuros, and furthermore, when it's the Barhesia in public and the Goy has Kavon and Havir and Al-Dat, then it could apply even to other mitzvahs, not just to the three. So this question is asked quite basic.
Assuming if I can see that. Indeed, that scenario. Assuming it's only one of them, actually. But
well, let's have a look at the question. It's actually coming from one of the three mitzvahs. Pirish HaKutras, the Tosfos goes against Rashi, disagrees with Rashi. Pirish HaKutras, Shalom Zonshu V'chai Vahem V'loshi Yomus Vahem. The question of Shalom Mishnah Azariah is an address V'chai Vahem, so what tells you to go into the Kishon Reish? Because they are spokesmen of the Farhesia Hava, this was in public, the Latin of the Sahedrin, that the Kuri Alma, everybody agreed that the Farhesia Chai of Mitzvah Asma Yafila Mitzvah Kala, and others showing them the question that we asked that anyway from the Shalish Hamurah. Okay. So let's look. Spokesman says over here two approaches to answer this question. A tariff of Rabbi Yitzhak and a tariff of Zuri. And the first Rabbi Yitzhak. The third Rabbi Yitzhak says, Zanem Zeh Sha'otam Lugot HaNetza La Abu Dazara Ha'am. This statue wasn't a true Abu Dazara. And in Zanto Sha'otam Lekobi Ha'asmoy, it was an image that he formed for his own honor. Lekatkom, and it's because of this that the part that the Gemara asked, Ma'alo, so indeed, what did motivate them to throw themselves into the Kibshan Eish and not to bow down? If in fact it wasn't an Abu Dazara, it was simply a statue in the honor of the king, so why didn't they bow down? That's what they want to ask. Very good question. But hey, Mashma, I said, closer, I can prove it to you, but I'll put it in the night. It's took it, it's did. It says, and it took it there, that they take it, they let heart, let another Tolkien. We will not serve your God. And then the apostle says a second statement. So let's stand to the other and to the golden statue like it's going, we will not bow down. So says Tosfos, what's the opposition in the book? Says we won't serve your God, and we won't bow down to this golden statue. We could just say maybe the second part of the apostle, because just being Matthias the first part of the apostle. But Tosfos says, no, much not. This is an indication that on a holy day, that the God of the Book of Nessa, the Shalva and the statue, trained many in heaven. There were two different discussions going on. The statue wasn't an Abu Dazara. So because of that, that trumps the Gemara's question that why indeed did Hanani Mishael Azariah throw themselves into the Kibshan Eish? That's a very good question. Deep, very strong question. If it was just a statue, then why did they throw themselves into the Kibshan Eish? That's an amazing question. That's one approach in the question of the Gemara. Let's look at the second question, and then we'll go back over there. Vareem Lefaj, there's a second approach in the question. Ma lo shaloi boru. criminals. Why didn't they run away? And Tosfos continues to prove that. Tosfos said, maybe it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Let's go back to the original understanding, maybe it was Avodah Zarah. So obviously Avodah Zarah has to be on the alert. But the question is, they had the opportunity to run away. So why didn't they just run away and finish? So that's the moral question. So now, we have to give a little consideration. If this is the Gemara, these are the Gemara's questions. Either the first shot that it wasn't an Avodah Zarah, or they could have run away. So now let's consider what is the Gemara's answer in that case. Let's focus first on the first approach. If it wasn't an Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara answers with some proof from the Sfaradea. We need to find for a second what exactly is the proof. But Gemara answers with some proof from the Sfaradea that even though it wasn't an Avodah Zarah, they still were obliged to go out of their life. It's mind-boggling. If it wasn't an Avodah Zarah, so what was wrong? So why didn't they sit down and finish? They brought the proof they brought some proof that it was appropriate to give up their life. Why? So as I understand it a little further, let's have a look at the Kedusha Haram, who expands a little on the first character of places. Umay Shana. The answer to what now is, the Kirin Shiro, Shahayim is Hayam is coming, the Harm is coming up to it, so the Mice becoming Shamayim. Since they understood that the depth of the intent of the Book of Mitzvah was to create grandiose honor for himself and to diminish the Kavod Shamayim, Mosul asked on the first Kirin Shiro. So although there was no halachic that we desire here, and I would say even further that we cannot pinpoint any precise adherence either.
Kol Hashem, like
the sort of
supporter Kol Hashem from base from Gedolim, supporting us Kol Hashem of the object.
So he set himself up to be powerful as against Shemayim, although it wasn't that way very much. Because of Chayim, it's about the issue of us from the Harvest fictitious. So, even though there was no clear Avera Mosh, but in order to create Kavod Shamayim and to avoid the ill Kavod Shamayim, they were permitted and they brought, maybe either obliged or permitted, to give up their life, which is a tremendous, tremendous huge. And to put it a little bit in context, there is a wider discussion of Rishonim. You know, there's three Avera Kaburus which a person is obliged to give up his life. What if a person wishes the man Kavod Shamayim to give up his life for other mitzvahs? So Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam says he's not allowed to forbid it. And the Bali Kosher has told that you're permitted to do so if you want. You're not obliged to do so anyway, but if you want to, then you're allowed. It's not considered an Avera of, you know, it could be considered an Avera. You might want to, what the Rambam wants, you might want to argue that if you're not obliged to do it, then you're not allowed. But it comes to the you're allowed. This is like an extension even further of that principle over there. The normal discussion is when we deal with something that's clearly an Avera of one of the 630 mitzvahs in the Torah. This is just a situation which doesn't bring to Ribbi Kavod Shamayim, it brings to Chilul Kavod Shamayim. There too, Tanami Yishova Azari gave up their life. And now let's have a look a little further at the second character of Tosfos. Tosfos says, they could have run away. So in fact, this idea of Tosfos that they could have run away, and that is the special image of this situation of Hanani Mishnah Vazariah, is actually almost mafurish, is almost explicit in the Medrash. If you never look at the Medrash, it's very interesting how it says this whole episode of Hanani Mishnah Vazariah. The Medrash says as follows. The Book of Netzah, Her Mitzah. The Book of Netzah set up this great image. The history should be called almost Umar Shroisha Swaisha. And he brought from every nation three people. And three people he chose from Am Yisrael. And they were Hanani Mishael Vazariah. So he wanted to make a sort of public show that all the nations of the world bow down to this Avodah Zarah of mine. They brought three people from every nation, three people from Am Yisrael, and they were Hanani Mishael Vazariah. Hanani Mishael Vazariah, Shoyah 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 Shoy they stood up and they withheld and they did not turn on Islam. And the Medrash explains how this came about. He went to discuss this with the other Gedolei HaDor. So first they went to Zomiel. So they come to him and they say, listen, Rabbeinu Zomiel, the book of Mitzah had been done, and they were straight over here. The book of Mitzah is set up in Tavidah Zara, the Hebrew is called Umar, Umar, Shloisha, Shloisha. And he's designated three people from every nation. For a lot of Hebrew is called Israel, and he has designated us to be the representatives of Am Yisrael. Now, so Ibn Lomu, what do you say? Nisqablai Eloi, should we bow down or not? Omar Lohem, so he says to them, Hine Hanovi Lishmeichem, Lechu Etzloi. I would suggest that you go and consult the lobby. So we don't want the lobby. Hoku Lohem Yiyat Eichel Yechet. So they went to Yechet to Hanov. Omar Lohem Bush, Omar Lohem Yiyat, so they said he'd like to have told Lohem Nisqablai Eloi, should we bow down, should we not? Omar Lohem, so he said to them, Bama Kubo Ani Yishai Rish. I had a Kabbalah from my Rebbe Yishai. Chavi Shimat Rega Av Yahu Islam. Hide yourselves for a short time until we are in the passage. So let's find ourselves some sort of exit. We've gone away somewhere, going to hiding. Until the vacation, so things blow over. Sounds like a good idea. Omrule, Ma'at Boy, what do you want to happen? But they say back to your temple, listen here. What would you like to happen? What could be the effect of all this? People will say, well, then Salma, this statue, standing in the name, Kodumai. All people say, if we run away and disappear. So the effect will be, everybody else will bow down, obviously all the nations of the world. So the world press is going to report, this statue of the Lord, that's all the nations in the world bow down to it. On our own, they said, then we'll not have to not what would you suggest? Overlay, Allah for Ibn Masan Bayt Tagam. We wish to create a visible, a diminishing of the covering of this Avodah Zarah. In Hari Shalom, we want to be there, but why this to blame? And not about that. The Yin, the Yehoyah Amrin, so that then they will report in the world press, Hovein Salah, this statue, Kol Umayah, Shogi Blay. All the nations of the world bow down to it. The Barami Israel, except for Israel, if it will be there and we won't bow down, that will be reported. If we just won't be there, we won't be there. So the general impression will just be that everybody bows down to it. If we are there and we don't bow down, can you imagine what it comes to mind there will be? So that was the response of Hanani Mishav Al-Raya to Yeheskel Amok. So this is almost explicit, let's say, like the second series of choices. That in fact, they could have run away, that was what was on the path, that was the discussion, perhaps they should run away. And their decision was lost. And that's what the Gemara is now proving to us from this Sparek. That's now the Shachna and the Talib in the Gemara. They had a question, should we run away? So the Gemara brings the proof that you don't run away from these stars there. Now let's just try to understand a little more. What is the great proof from the stars there? Visually, what is the proof to this point? That if you can run away, you don't run away. Do we see that from the stars there? Just generally see that they went into the oven, but do you see this added point of Kiddush that they wanted to focus on, which is if you can run away, do you run away? So how do you see that? The Spadamek also asks the question that we asked earlier on, that Bechlar, what do you see from this Spadamek? Which is Spadamek, the whole Tivri was to go into the Tavri. If that's the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. Why do you see that Kiddush, you have to be way to match. So the other Spadamek over here doesn't ask all of these questions, but he connects this Spadamek with a very famous idea of the Rambam. The Rambam asked this well-known classic question. Why were the Mitzrayim punished? You know that the Shmoku made a gezeirah hundreds of years earlier that Am Yisrael are going to be slaves in Mitzrayim. But above them, the invoice on Arvamez Shalom. So asked the Rambam, this is on the one thing on the first line of the sheet. Salve kosum batoyo la bobo vino oisam. Hari goza ala mitrim la sisna. The lomu mitramim. Hashem made it to labor. That's what's going to happen. So why are they punished? So this is a classic question with many terusim. But the Rabban answers as follows. The thief, shalom goza al ish loini hayogma. There was no gezeira on any particular person. The gezeira was on the nation generally. Father Marcus, what is this? Raikum lo omer ha'amah zeh yir bohen tzadikim rishoy. Somebody, Hashem was making gezeira, this nation are going to have any tzadikim rishoy. Lo yir zeh zeh yir bohen tzadikim rishoy. Lo yir zeh zeh yir bohen. Not because the Russia cannot say now, oh, it's already decreed upon me to be a Russia. The nation of Israel, the voice of Shiru, is showing me strength. The pain of experience. For that of the echo of the Russia and the Syrian and Maria of Israel, the same thing applies to the mystery. All those who cause pain to Am Israel, even the rock of the Holland or the Shifri of it, had they wanted not to do bad, they could have done them. So we go down an issue of that, and on his year, she spoke now in Ottenish, having the air of my life. Because this gezeira was not on any particular yogi, rather, it was a general gezeira that Am Yisrael will be enslaved in this life. So the Rambam, therefore, we can understand how each mitzvah was punished, because each mitzvah individually did not have to go ahead and do this. Then the Oath of Mea, in the same light, and in the same vein, we can understand a little what is the kiddush of the tzvadera. We ask, there was a command that the tzvadera should enter the abyss. So the command is to be made a message. So what exactly can we prove from there regarding Hanani Mishnah Azariah? We didn't have a specific command on this occasion to go into the tunnel. Says the Osamea, here too, there was no command, so to speak, to any specific tzvadera. There was no tzvadera, there was no direct command. You have to go into the oven. There were all sorts of places that the tzvadera went. Some tzvadera went here, some tzvadera went there. Some tzvadera went into the oven. So those tzvadera were not commanded to go into the oven. Well, Yosef, let's put that in the context of the second parish of Tosfos that we've been discussing. Those tzvadera could have avoided going into the oven. They could have done something else. They could have run away. They could have been in Israel. Who's going to go with me in the bed? In Paris house? In Paris clothing? I don't know. They have to go into the house. Nevertheless, there were those who went ahead and did it. So that is a support for Hanani and Mishael about that. Okay, let's just take this one final stage further. This is that the last line of what we want to look at. But this question, this unfortunate situation, was asked as a practical Lamaisa question in the Sefer Shalit of Shuvah Shvut Yaakov. Shvut Yaakov was asked the following. Sheva, Ir Atas, she goes through Alei Gezeira, the Havorah status. Fortunately, it's only tied in the history of Am Yisrael, so there was a place where there was a Gezeira of Havorah status. They wanted to take them away from the Jewish religion, Shemachuyodim Lare Baal Yavar, where the obligation in this situation is Yehore Baal Yavar, the people of the town, the Jews of the town, are obliged to give up their license. Some people have the opportunity to run away. Even Kuyodim Nibrayat, say the Haftal Nashtam, Zoray Ezim Ahmed Aslam Bazaj. Do we say, on the one hand, that perhaps they're obliged to run away, but to what they call their own death? Like a type of suicide, I mean, they should run away, they should run away, they should run away. Our neighbor, or perhaps we should say, that our different human has people. Or perhaps, maybe they should stay where they are. Shemukhuyon is the minister of national, Kiddush Hashem, which is a sort of obligation to rest on you now, to give up your head, give up your life, for Kiddush change your mind. It seems like a very big shit. It seems a very obvious that if you have to run away, if you're able to run away, you should run away. But however, on the other hand, we've just learned about this whole study of Hanani Mishael Azariah. Well, that exactly was the discussion. They could run away. They thought maybe we should run away, and maybe there's proof that you don't run away. So indeed, in the first paragraph, this is how he starts approaching it. He says, well, this might would appear at first. Now, we can bring a clear proof from this episode of Hanani Mishael Azariah that they could have run away. They could. So you see that even though you can run away, you don't run away. But then in the second paragraph, he says that we also understand as a little follow what's going on here. We bring so many places in Shas. They'll bring many stories of Hanoim and Amirai, where it's written that they were in the Takona due to some sort of Kiyum Mitzvah. And they ran away. So they managed to escape. They ran here, they ran there, they were sure by his time, they did the Ma'ara. Many other stories of Hanoim and Amirai who were in threatening situations due to Kiyum Mitzvah. They could have stayed where they are in Dothill, but they ran away, so they ran away. So you see, that's sort of what we were meant to do. So he comes up in the final paragraph with a carrot. He doesn't suggest it, but very simple. Who says that Hanani Mishal Azaro for this Barnea, that this is what you're obliged to do? It's a proof that this is what you're obliged to do. It proves maybe that you're permitted to do this. Maybe you're permitted to do it, but you're obliged to do it. Well, it's not a right that you're obliged to do it. It's a right that you're permitted to do it. But somebody who doesn't want to do it, maybe it doesn't matter. If you want to say that, you're a Kaddish in Shemayim, maybe it's a citizen, maybe Kaddish Yomelo. But if you want to run away, maybe you're allowed to run away. They're not allowed to run away. The Torah could be one possible way of dealing with it. He comes to the conclusion that Hanani Mishael Azari was entirely a different thing. He asked the question that we've also asked, that the Sfardea had a command to go into the Talmud. So what's the rise of Hanani Mishael Azari? So he suggests that in fact Hanani Mishael Azari is also viewed as a scenario where there was a command to go into the Talmud. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sotah that many years earlier, in the famous episode of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda owned up to the events that had gone on, and that way saved Tamar from going into the kitchen or age. So it says that on that occasion there was a buffalo, and it said the same way that you overcame the Nisayan and saved Tamar from the kitchen or age, I am going to save your grandchildren from the kitchen or age. Who are his grandchildren? Hanani Mishael Azari. So then the Shmuz Yasser would think about Kiddush Tefillah, and that is to be viewed as a type of that Nebuah, that Basco of coming events, is to be viewed as a type of indication that Hanani Mishael Azari are meant to go into the Kiddush Tefillah. So that is parallel to the Sfardea, who also had a type of indication from Shammai that they're meant to go into the Kiddush Tefillah. But anybody who does not have that indication is not comparable at all to the situation of Hanani Mishael Azari, special indication from Shammayim that they make the indication of it. And anybody else who doesn't have any indication, for sure, they can and maybe should run away rather than getting back there. That's all the topic.